You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Capital markets regulator SEBI on Thursday relaxed norms for borrowings through the issuance of debt securities large corporates to meet their financing needs. Under the rule, entities qualified as large corporates are required to meet 25% mandatory borrowing from bonds. Large corporates are those that have an outstanding long-term borrowing of at least Rs. 100 crore with a credit rating of AA and above and have their debt securities listed on a stock exchange. Under the new framework, SEBI has introduced incentives for large corporates in case of surplus in the requisite borrowings and moderated disincentives if they fail to raise at least 25% of their incremental borrowings through debt securities. On to money matters. Federal Bank this week said it has introduced special interest rates for fixed deposits. The special rates have been announced in celebration of Founders Day and the festive season. The bank said that special rates are applicable for 400 days and the highest rate offered is 8.15%. Federal Bank is offering 8.15% to senior citizens for a term deposit that is non-withdrawable before maturity for 400 days tenure. The interest rate for general citizens in this tenure is 7.65%. The bank said that rates for such deposits for a tenure between 13 months and 21 months, excluding 400 days, are 8.05% and 7.55% for senior citizens and the general public, respectively. Next up, industry. The government on Thursday sought to allay the concerns over the decision to put imports of certain computer hardware in restricted category with mandatory licensing by coming up with a liberal authorization process. In what would provide relief to the importers, which include the likes of Apple, Dell, HP and Samsung, the new system doesn't put any immediate cap on the volume or value of imports, either at the firm or the aggregate level. Also, there won't be any restrictions for now with respect to imports from any particular country. The new system, to take effect from November 1st, would run till September next year. Meanwhile, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India shall float two discussion papers, one on making changes in the corporate insolvency resolution process and the other on corporate liquidation very soon, a government official told EFI. The official said, quote, "These discussion papers are intended to make changes in the regulations to maximize the value of recoveries and reduce the time taken for resolutions," unquote. Sudhir Chandi Partner, Resurgent Resolution Professional LLP, said that IBBI as the regulatory agency under the IBC code needs to have a relook at the entire mechanism, and the proposed discussion papers on CIRP and corporate liquidation processes are a step in the right direction to elicit feedback and views of all the stakeholders involved. Moving on, the Finnish telecommunications giant Nokia this week cut down up to 14,000 jobs after the declining demand of 5G equipment caused the third quarter sales by 20%. In order to achieve its operating margin forecast of at least 14% by 2026, Nokia is aiming for cost savings of between €800 million and €1.2 billion, according to a report by Reuters. Chief Executive Pekka Lundmark said in an interview about the declining sales in North America by saying, quote, "The market situation is really challenging, and it is witnessed by the fact that in our most important market, which is the North American market, our net sales are down 40% in Q3, unquote. In some more industrial news, the coal ministry this week said the dispatch of coal is likely to exceed 1 billion tons in the current financial year. The coal ministry has set a target to produce and dispatch 1,012 million tons of coal to consumers during the ongoing fiscal. The ministry in a statement said, quote, "During the second half of the year, the rate of production and dispatch is normally higher than the first half of the year. It is therefore expected that this year's dispatch of coal would exceed the 1 billion ton mark," unquote. During the current year, the 500 MT dispatch mark has been achieved 23 days in advance. Lastly, seeking to improve cash management, the Finance Ministry has allowed ministries and departments to fully leverage existing sanctions to fund central sector schemes before seeking fresh ones. Sanction orders will be released to new agencies under the Public Finance Management System, a mandatory requirement to receive central funding by a token money of Rupee 1 to facilitate this. The central nodal agency for each scheme could then assign them drawing rights from the existing pool of resources. For example, if the sanction is Rs. 1,000 crore for a scheme through five agencies, CNA gets that sum. CNA then distributes the drawing rights among the five, who draw funds just in time for actual spending. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.